بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سماؤهم كلام أهل القبور. سماء عمر رضي الله عنه كلام شاب متعبد. أخرج الحاكم عن يحيى بن أيوب الخزاعي قال سمعت من يذكر أنه كان في زمن عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه شاب متعبد قد لزم المسجد، وكان عمر به معجبا، وكان له أب شيخ كبير، فكان إذا صلى العتمة انصرف إلى أبيه، وكان طريقه على باب امرأة فافتتنت به فكانت تنصب نفسها له على طريقه، فمر بها ذات ليلة فما زالت تغويه حتى تبعها، فلما أتى الباب دخلت وذهب يدخل فذكر الله وجلي عنه، ومثلت بهذه الآية على لسانه: إن الذين اتقوا إذا مسهم طائف من الشيطان تذكروا فإذا هم مبصرون. فخر الفتى مغشيا عليه، فدعت المرأة جارية لها فتعاونتا عليه فحملتاه إلى بابه وأجلس ودق على أبيه، فخرج أبوه يطلبه فإذا به على الباب مغشيا عليه، فدعا بعض أهله فحملوه فأدخلوه، فلما أفاق حتى ذهب من الليل ما شاء الله. فقال له أبوه: يا بني ما لك؟ قال: خير. قال: فإني أسألك بالله. فأخبره بالأمر. قال: أي بني، وأي آية قرأت؟ فقرأ الآية التي كان قرأ، فخر مغشيا عليه، فحرقوه فإذا هو ميت، فغسلوه فأخرجوه ودفنوه ليلا. فلما أصبحوا رفع ذلك إلى عمر رضي الله عنه، فجاء إلى أبيه فعزاه به وقال: ألا آذنتني؟ قال: يا أمير المؤمنين، كان ليلا. قال عمر رضي الله عنه: فاذهبوا بنا على قبره. فأتى عمر رضي الله عنه ومن معه على القبر، فقال عمر رضي الله عنه: يا فلان، ولمن خاف مقام ربه جنتان. فأجابه الفتى من داخل القبر: يا عمر، قد أعطانيهما ربي في الجنة مرتين. كذا في الكنز. وأخرجه ابن عساكر في ترجمة عمرو بن جامع من تاريخه فذكر نحوه كما في التفسير لابن كثير. وأخرجه البيهقي عن الحسن مختصرا كما في الكنز. وفي روايته: يا عمي، انطلق إلى عمر رضي الله عنه فاقرأه مني السلام وقل له: ما جزاء من خاف مقام ربه. وفي آخره: فوقف عليه عمر رضي الله عنه فقال: لك جنتان، لك جنتان. سمع عمر رضي الله عنه كلام أهل البقيع الغرقد. أخرج ابن أبي الدنيا وابن سمعاني أن محمد بن حمير أن عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه مر ببقيع الغرقد فقال: السلام عليكم يا أهل القبور، أخبار ما عندنا أن نساءكم قد تزوجت، ودوركم قد سكنت، وأموالكم قد فرقت. فأجابه حاتف: أخبار ما عندنا أن ما قدمناه وجدناه، وما أنفقناه ربحناه، وما خلفناه فقد خسرناه. كذا في الكنز. My respected elders and brothers, the Sahaba رضي الله عنهم through the effort of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم had learnt to place their trust on those asbab and those means, the spiritual means, the amal that Nabi SAW brought to them, and to sacrifice the material means in order to get their needs fulfilled in the court of Allah Ta'ala. And by them leaving the material means and giving preference to the ruhani and spiritual means, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala assisted them with unseen help. This chapter is a long chapter in Hayatul Sahaba, and different aspects of Yusuf Ramadan mentions how Nabi SAW and the Sahaba were assisted with the unseen help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this chapter that we read, it is regarding hearing the speech of the people of the qabr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the supreme controller. If Allah ta'ala wants, Allah ta'ala can make a person who is on the land, who is alive, hear the speech of someone from within the qabr. This is in Allah ta'ala's control. So in this incident, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made Umar radiallahu anhu hear the speech of a youngster who was a very devout worshipper. Hakim narrates from Yahya ibn Ayyub al-Khuza'i. He says that I heard a person who was from the time of Umar radiallahu anhu mention that there was a youngster who was a very devout worshipper, a lot of ibadat in his life, and he used to always be in the masjid. And Umar radiallahu anhu was amazed with this youngster's ibadat, with his character, with his behavior. And this youngster had a very, very elderly father. So it used to be the habit of this youngster, when he would read Isha Salah, he would visit his father. And on the road to the house of the father, there was the house of a woman. And this woman had become infatuated with this youngster. So now when this youngster used to come on this road, she used to flaunt her charm, she used to present herself one of him to try to seduce him. So one day, when he was passing by her, she continuously tried to seduce him until he followed her. When she entered the door, he also was about to enter. And then he remembered Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that waswasa, that whisper of shaitan that had come in his mind to involve himself in wrong, by remembering Allah ta'ala, that whisper, that thought went out of his mind. And immediately on his tongue, this ayat of Quran came, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا إِذَا مَسَّهُمْ طَائِفٌ مِّنَ الشَّيْطَانِ تَذَكَّرُوا فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْصِرُونَ. The valley, the people of taqwa, the people who are pious, who have the conscience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when a whisper of shaitan attacks them, comes onto them, then they immediately remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They remember the consequence of the action, and their eyes open, and they leave all the wrong that they are doing. So immediately when he read this ayat, he fell down unconscious. So now, this woman, she was in a problem. She called her slave girl, and both together, they assisted each other, and they carried this youngster to the door of his father. They made him sit there, and they knocked on the door, and they went. The father came out looking for him, and he saw at the door, at his door, that his son was unconscious. So he called some of the family members. They carried him inside the house. They made him lie down. After some time, some part of the night had passed, whatever Allah Ta'ala wished to pass, this youngster regained consciousness. So his father asked him that, "Oh my beloved son, what has happened? How are you feeling? Are you okay?" So he said, "I'm well, everything is good." So he said, "I ask you in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what has led to this happening? What has happened to you?" So the son informed the father of the whole incident that had taken place. So the father asked the son, "Oh my beloved son, which is that ayah that you recited?" So this youngster, again he recited that ayat, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا إِذَا مَسَّهُمْ, to his father. And when he read it again he fell down unconscious. Now when they shook him to wake him up, they found that he had passed away. So they gave ghusl, and they went at night and they buried him. When the morning came, this message was transmitted to Umar radiallahu anhu, the message was conveyed to Umar radiallahu anhu. So he came to the father to make ta'ziyah, to console the father. And he said, told the father, "Why did you inform me that your son had passed away?" So the father replied, "Oh Amirul Mu'mineen, it was at night. We did not want to disturb you, cause taklif to you." So Umar radiallahu anhu told the father, "Take us to the qabr of this youngster." So Umar radiallahu anhu, with his companions, went to the qabr. And Umar radiallahu anhu addressed this youngster who was buried, that, "Oh so and so, وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَانِ." He read the ayat of Quran from Surah Rahman. "And for the one who fears standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be two jannats." So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala miraculously made this youngster reply from within the qabr, that, "Oh Umar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my Rabb, has granted me both jannats, has granted me the jannat twice." In another narration, it is mentioned that this youngster, before he passed away, he had requested one of the senior people, Oh my uncle, go to Umar radiallahu anhu, convey my salams to him, and ask him this question, that what is the reward of that person who fears standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Umar radiallahu anhu, when he came to the qabr, he replied to this youngster, that for you is two jannats. The next incident is regarding Umar radiallahu anhu hearing another person from the qabr. Ibn Abi Dunya and Ibn Sam'ani narrate from Muhammad ibn Himyar, that Umar radiallahu anhu, one day he passed by Baqi'ul Gharqad, the graveyard of Medina Munawwara. And he greeted the inhabitants of the qabr, "Assalamu alaikum ya ahl qubur, may the peace be of Allah ta'ala be upon you, O inhabitants of the graves. And the information from our side is your women, your wives have married again. Your homes have been inhabited by others. Your wealth has been distributed." So an unseen voice replied to Umar radiallahu anhu, that the information from our side, from us within the qabr, "Ma qaddamnahu wajadnahu," whatever we advanced for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have found it. "Wama anfaqnahu rabi'na," whatever we spent for the sake of Allah ta'ala, we have profited from it. "Wama khalafnahu faqad khasirnahu," whatever we left behind, we didn't spend in the path of Allah, we didn't use it for deen, that has been our loss. My respected brothers, we know this time of the year,
is that time of the year when the worry, the concern on the heart of our elders is how we can make maximum effort for jamaahs to come out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Especially towards the end of the year, because it's a long holiday, school, university holiday, then the primary focus, not the only focus, the primary focus is on the youth, the youngsters above the age of 15, that how those who are in higher school, the highest grades in school, those who are in university, those who are of that age where they very easily can be turned in the wrong direction, how that time of their life can be spent in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So for the last 2 months, many areas, halqas, masajid, areas, had many youth programs, but it all was a lead up to the main youth ijtima, which will take place in 2 weeks' time. So this worry and concern has to come from this incident we see of Umar radiallahu anhu, a young person. He had few qualities that the narration mentioned. One is, he was a devout worshipper of Allah. That means his life was full of ibadat. And second quality mentioned, lazim al-masjid. He was always in the masjid. Imagine what level of ibadat and link to masjid he had, that Umar radiallahu anhu was amazed with him. And the third quality he had was taqwa. That definitely every person will be tested in this world. Different challenges will come. But at the time of the challenge, to remember Allah Ta'ala at that precise moment, to the conscience of Allah Ta'ala to overwhelm a person, the fear of standing in front of Allah Ta'ala to overwhelm a person, that will protect the person at that precise moment from falling into wrong. So this youngster is an example that we ourselves and the youngsters around us, the youngsters of our province, our country and the world, how that level of taqwa can come in the hearts of the youth, how that ta'alluq with masjid, how that level of ibadah, that level of deen can come alive. It just doesn't come like that. It comes with effort, it comes with sacrifice. And we who are doing the effort of deen, Allah Ta'ala has accepted us and granted us tawfiq, take part in the amal of this effort. This is our responsibility. Now there are 2 weeks left, as our elders mentioned before, Isha also. Now these next 2 weeks should be those, we should have worry and concern. It shouldn't be a time of complacency, time of relaxing, but time of worry and concern. That how each and every youngster from our area, every baligh youngster from our area, how he can be met, how his tashkil can be made, how some tatib can be made for him to go in the path of Allah, how he can be brought to the program, and how from the program he go in the path of Allah. How that worry for him can enter our heart, how he worry for his own akhirah can enter his heart, how his parents can understand that the success of my child in the holiday is he has to be in the path of Allah, he has to be in a good environment. For this we have to make effort. It requires effort. Little bit sacrifice, little bit effort, extra time we have to give to masjid, little bit extra time to meet the youth of our area, to befriend them, to become their friends, to link them to the masjid, to take them out in the path of Allah Ta'ala. But this little bit effort, little bit sacrifice, over and above what we normally give, inshallah will reap a lot of fruits in the future. Tomorrow we will be gone into our qabr, but that effort of deen will continue in our masjid. Deen will be alive in our area, but it all requires our effort now. Our elders say, to see the sign of deen and effort of deen in the masjid is to see the amount of youth in the masjid. From between the age of 15 to 25, 30, how many youth of our mahalla, of our community are in the masjid? Each one can introspect and see how much effort is required that every youngster of that age, how you can be reading salah in the masjid, how you can take part in the amal of the effort. So for this we require effort, require sacrifice. Whatever we will do now, as the second narration says, whatever we will do now, whatever we will advance for Allah Ta'ala, we will find it in akhirat. Whatever we will spend for Allah Ta'ala, we will find the benefit, the profit of it will get in akhirat. And what we didn't spend for Allah, what we spend on our luxuries, what we spend on things which won't benefit us, that will be what we will lose, what we will suffer loss in akhirat for. So each one of us should make niyat that how we can go back with fikr next 2 weeks, how we can go back to the youngsters. We met them for our new program of our areas, but now is the main program of the year. How we can meet them and how we can make the tashkil, how we can prepare them and make them understand the importance of being a part of Allah Ta'ala, and how ourselves also we can make effort for zimmedars to get ready to take them, just to bring the youngster to Masjid Hilal on that day and expect him to go in a jamaat. That is not complete work, because there are not going to be enough zimmedars for everyone. We have to make fikr in our area to come with complete jamaat, the zimmedar. We look after them, we take them in a part of Allah Ta'ala. Then when they come back, they'll be linked to us, linked to the effort of the masjid, and they will progress in the effort, inshallah. So we all make niyat, inshallah, next 2 weeks, extra effort. Every youngster of our area, how he can be met, how his tashkil can be made, and how he can be brought for the program. Inshallah, we will do this, inshallah. Little bit extra effort, but the reward and the benefit in the future will be great, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala grant me tawfiq, and it's all to be to make. الحمد لله لهذا وما كنا لنهتدى عن الله اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى سيدنا محمد كما صليت على ابراهيم وعلى ال ابراهيم انك حميد مجيد
اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى محمد ما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى. اللهم اهد الناس جميعا. اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان ومتنا على الإيمان واحشرنا يوم القيامة المتقين إيمان. اللهم اهد رجال أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم اهد نساء أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم اهد شباب أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك من نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك من نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العظيم. صلى الله تعالى على خير خلق محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. الحمد لله رب العالمين.